Dictation for Johanna, J-O-H-A-N-N-A, Humphrey, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y, June 2nd, 56, address as a letter to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y-P-A, 875-5023. Dear Mrs. Morrissey, consultation for Mrs. Humphrey with recent acute on chronic renal failure, comes in company with a friend. She was evaluated in the emergency room November 16. With final diagnosis of urinary tract infection, creatinine at that time improved 1.1, comparing to a few weeks before admission, November 7 to November 8. She ruled out for myocardial infarction, did have acute and chronic renal failure, likely from dehydration. Lisinopril diuretics were placed on hold in that opportunity. Is still having symptoms of frequency, urgency. Says not to be eating well. Weight loss. Not clear how many pounds. Denies dysphagia. There is, however, off and on nausea and vomiting. Bile material, no bleeding. Denies diarrhea today or yesterday, although this is being a problem before, without any bleeding or melena, no abdominal pain, multiple falls, uses a walker, prior stroke, posterior circulation, and chronic right-sided facial numbness, poor control diabetes, no blood in the urine, some degree of frequency urgency, a minor incontinence, denies chest pain palpitations, prior history of atrial fibrillation, chronic dyspnea, uses inhalers only as needed, no oxygen, has a sleep apnea but unable to use the CPAP machine, no gross orthopnea PND, admits to be unsteady, numbness on the feet, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, denies skin rash or bruises, denies bleeding, nose, gums, fever, headaches. Next paragraph, has medical history, long-standing diabetes, prior diabetic retinopathy, long-term hypertension, coronary artery disease, prior heart attack, poor vessel bypass, eventually three stents after that. Congestive heart failure, denied rheumatic fever endocarditis, no pacemaker, prior diagnosis of AFib, no deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, prior posterior circulation stroke, no kidney stones, gout, has blood has protein in the urine and recurrent UTI, denies blood transfusion, chronic liver disease. Problems of anxiety, decreased hearing, bronchospasm, although she has never smoked, depression, esophageal reflux, hearing aids, next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils, adenoids, the coronary artery bypass, four vessels and three stents, bilateral lens implant, bilateral carpal tunnel, back surgery. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing, or pass. Next paragraph, side effects to metformin with diarrhea. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, Lipitor, Brilinta, vitamin D, dulaglutide, D as in David, U-L-A-G-L-U-T-I-D-E, once a week. Duloxetine, Zetia, iron pills, has not used any narcotics. Lentas, as well as short-acting, Inder Loprisor, Ranexa Protanix, Albuterol. Off the Lasix and off the lisinopril, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Review system as indicated above, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 187, blood pressure 160/80 on the left, 160/80 on the left, standing 164/74 on the right was difficult to assess. Decreased hearing, but normal speech, no severe respiratory distress. Length implant, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no dysarthria, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruit, JBD. Lungs are clear with oral wishes consolidation, pro effusion. Today appears to be regular, no pericardial rap gallop, overweight of the abdomen, no masses, tenderness, ascites, no gross palpable liver spleen. I don't see peripheral edema. Pulses are decreased, radial, dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, no gangrene, no focal deficits, but very unsteady. Next paragraph, emergency room, creatinine 1.1, low sodium 136, high potassium 5.3, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 50, coronavirus negative, magnesium normal, urine with evidence of infection, blood protein, glucose, cells and bacteria, anemia 10.9, normal white blood cell platelets, back in July, creatinine at 1, normal thyroid, pro-BNP elevated 4,000, March of this year, creatinine 1.3. There is a prior echocardiogram from November, normal ejection fraction, does have calcification of aortic valve and mitral valve, and no major leakage. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute kidney injury at the time of dehydration, poor oral intake, vomiting, diarrhea, exposed to lisinopril and Lasix, all that improve. Symptoms are also improved, remains off diuretics and ACE inhibitors. Blood pressure, however, is poorly controlled. Urine is abnormal, but at the time of urinary tract infection, she has diabetes with the most recent A1C around 12, poorly controlled. She admits to be very anxious coming to the office. Blood pressure needs to be checked at home so we can adjust medications accordingly. I'm going to check post-void bladder to make sure that there is no urinary retention as part of diabetes, which explains the recurrent urinary tract infection, the importance of diabetes control, blood pressure management, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. I don't think she is safe living alone despite the help of friends. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.